This is Radio TAB Australia.
Good morning and welcome to the first Tassie segment of 2014 for the Greyhound Show. Let's pick up where we left off last year and welcome in Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Well, another good week to start off 2014. A couple of the meetings were still in 2013 and that included the Launceston meeting on Monday night. Super run by Wild Cindy.
Yes, she's one of only two that survived a parvo attack out of the Great Bitch Sultan Swing, and she won two for the week, and both wins were in a similar vein. She got into trouble early at Launceston, had to give them a pretty big start, and you know, was very, very strong to the line. The time of 30.50 didn't mirror how good a run it was. And then later in the week at Hobart, the run was even more extraordinary. She was actually the very last dog off the mat, but won by 10 and 3 quarter lengths and ran 26.08. She's very, very strong, and you know, looks like she's got a very big future for Ted Meadows there.
Well, her mum was pretty good in Hobart, wasn't she?
Well, Sultan Swing had a period where she was just untouchable in Hobart, and she nearly won Greyhound of the Year. So, yeah, she's bred to be a bit special.
And like a comet, bounced back to winning form on Monday and went on to win again in Hobart Thursday.
Yes, the Martins have got a very good litter here with Mentalist Ben and Like a Comet and Cosmic Fire. And Like a Comet really put them away at Launceston, was impressive. And then at Hobart on Thursday night, she had a duel for most of the race with Blue McCool, but powered away the last little bit to win by two lengths. And yeah, she's a very good all-round bitch, that one.
And other greyhounds to win the two for the week. Top Line Star winner in Hobart last week came out at Devonport, looked very impressive.
He was. He came off box one on both occasions and won running away on both occasions. Again, we talked about the Wild Cindy being out of Sultan Swing. Well, Top Line Star's out of Top Line Doovie. And as we know, she ran second to her kennel mate, Little Spaniard, in the Hobart 1000, and she was a moral beaten in that race. And yes, got some great brood bitches that were great race bitches just a couple of years ago.
And yet another greyhound to win two for the week, Fast Turtle.
Yes, Fast Turtle for Anthony Bullock. Anthony's just been in extraordinary form since he came back. Fast Turtle's always shown a lot of ability. It's got very good early speed. The second win for the week was the better of the two at Hobart because it beat a much better field and ran much faster time. She's in terrific vein of form.
And the greyhound making its debut at Devonport, a bitch by a bit chilly from Cool Breeze, saluted in race number two.
Yes, for Ian Johnson. I don't know Ian, but he trains from Burnie. Hasn't had, I don't know that he's had a runner actually since I've been in dogs. Whitford misses the bitch in question. She only beat a five-dog field, but she ran a fair 26.49, led every step of the way, and it was a very good sign for better things to come.
Now, what about the meeting in Hobart on Thursday? Any outstanding performances there?
Well, we had the heats of the O'Driscoll coaches, which was a low-grade meeting because they were grade 5 heats. But, you know, there were many good performances. We touched on Like a Comet's 26.36. Rock Royalty beat a modest field in 26.86 in his heat to make it his second win for Darren Critchley. Helia Fiona was probably the most impressive win of the night. She beat Barnes Bay comfortably in a pretty quick 26.18, and that was the first of a three-race winning treble for Anthony Bullock because he won the next as well with Classic Nico, which led all of the way, but unfortunately received a month for failing to chase because it eased very badly near the line. And then Dark Gladiator for Alison Walker came from, must have missed the start, nearly five lengths and won running away. That was probably the most exciting win of the week. Wild Cindy we touched on. Waratah Boy flew the last little bit to win his heat in 26.74, and then Keith Nichols' very impressive dog Rear Window won running away in 26.25. So it'll be a very smart final next week.
And the Devonport Cup coming up, some outstanding lead-up performances by Buckle Up Wheezy in Launceston on Monday and Yappin' Jack again on Tuesday.
Yes, and Heather Bolt being the third of the gun young Tasmanians also won at Devonport on Tuesday. All of those three are going to be representing Tassie very strongly, and they'll need to because a few pretty smart performers coming over, including Archie Gumballs, which trialled a brilliant 25.49 during the week at Devonport. And last year's Devonport Cup winner, of course, in Alan Benji. So magnificent series, the Devonport Cup. Six heats, and it'll produce a high-class final.
Have you got a greyhound for us to follow first up for 2014?
Well, it's a dog that keeps missing the start very badly, called Bag of Spice for David Croswell. He was he finished strongly to run second to Wild Cindy. She just finished a fraction more strongly. Look, if David can get this dog out of the box a little bit better, he'll be winning several races pretty soon.
Bag of Spice to kick us off for the new year. Thanks for your time today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
You're listening to Radio TAB across the Northern Territory, Queensland, Tasmania and South Australia.
Now, we need some money in our pockets for the new year, and the man that's going to do that is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Good, Shane. I'll just snip you and I'll have loads.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we need you to start off the new year exactly how you finished last year. We want winners everywhere. Launceston coming up tomorrow night. What about the first leg of the quaddie?
Shane, I went with number six, Sonorous. I just think he'll improve with the run over the distance last week. He just got collared on the line. I think he's on top pick. Three Sober Moments, clear second pick. One Lucius Kane's got a good draw, and four Sir Slater having his first run over the 600. 6, 3, 1, and 4, and I will tell the listeners number 5, Mumford Son, is an early scratching.
In the second leg, Bit Horse Henry's been racing well.
Yeah, Shane, he's been going very, very well. Just doing a speed map, I've got Palooka going to the lead, and I actually looked up in his Melbourne form that he actually been placed over the 600 at the Meadows. So I put Palooka on top, 3 on top to beat 6 Owen Benz. Funny dog, but got a big motor. 7, Bit Hot Henry, he'll be there at the finish. And 5, Boomeroo, was spotted running home very strongly in Hobart on Thursday night. 3, 6, 7, 5.
In the third leg, couple of last start winners, Bit Hot Finchie in red hot form.
Yeah, he's going good, Shane, and his splits last week at Launceston were sensational. He got tired, but he ran 30-13. He's on top. 1, Fast Turtles, won his last 2. It's going very good for the all-conquering Anthony Bullock stable. Put it in for second. Third, I put in number 5, Lonesome Night. Just forget it's running Hobart on Thursday night. And 8, Fancy Rick. He's won his last 2 at Launceston. He goes out to box 8. That's why he's my 4th pick. 3, 1, 5, 8.
And in the last leg, a couple of smart ones going around.
Yeah, Shane, I've gone with Pinto Prondo. Just its form behind Champagne Gill and Buckle Up Wes. Just thought it was an ideal race for him, this race. 3, Pinto Prondo. 4, Bello Moss. She looks the leader off my speed maps, and if that's the case, she'll run a bold race. 7, Just As Fancy, always grinding home very, very well. And 8, Mega Daenerys. 3, 4, 7, 8.
So the Launceston Quaddie for Monday. First leg, 6, 3, 1, 4. Second leg, 3, 6, 7, 5. Third leg, 3, 1, 5, 8. Last leg, 3, 4, 7, and 8. Where's your best?
This sounds like a broken record, Shane, but she's a good little bitch, and she's been good to me. Race 4, number 2, Champagne Girl. I think she'll be a little bit tardy out, find the fence, rail, and run very, very quick 600 metres. She's a very good bitch. Race 4, number 2, Champagne Girl.
Well, she's not only been good to you, she's been good to all our listeners. She just keeps on winning. Now, Devonport on Tuesday, heats of the Dally McCarthy Hancock Tires Devonport Cup. First heat is race number 3.
Shane, this is a very, very handy race. I really think there's only 3 prime chances, and I refer to 1, Rumbling Rick, 3, Yappin' Jack, and 6, Baines Lane. Now, he broke the clock last time he raced Baines Lane. He just went sensational. Just from the draw, I went 3-1 and 6, but that's a good heat, and I don't think people want to be taking real cramped odds, Yappin' Jack, because I think there's a bit of opposition.
What about the second heat, race 4?
Shane, my best bet on the program comes up in this race in number 8, Buckle Up Mason. Now, if you look at his numerical form, it reads 5-6-8 his last 3. Now, I dove back over the weekend and had a look at some of his replays. He's been racing the Elite. He did run a length and three-quarter second to Poor Licking at Bendigo one night back in the middle of June last year. Look, he would have got broken in at Devonport, sent to Melbourne because he must have broke in very well. Robin Johnson, the owner, he's assessed in excess of $64,000 in stake money. I just think he's the way to go. I think the dangers are 5, Teddy Tomboy, and 2, Hell Yeah Missile. But I'm very keen on Buckle Up Mason.
Buckle Up Mason. First leg of the quaddie is the third heat. Hellier Bolt coming up against Black Rip, who was pretty impressive, and Oscar Ralph was flying home last week.
Yeah, Shane, this is a good heat. Hellier Bolt took a long time to put away a dog called Mighty Serious that, you know, wouldn't raid in the Devonport Cup Series. But look, from the draw, you have to tip him. He's a very, very good dog. And look, it's just in the back of my mind that he ran 25-28 on this track from box 7. He comes up with box 8. He's got a couple of railers inside of him. He's on my on-top pick, Hellier Bolt. 5 Black Rip, 4 Pedro's Runaway, and 2 Oscar Ralph are the main 4. But again, I'll tell the listeners not to take Real Cramped Odds Hellier Bolt, because Black Rip will give him a run for his money, because I think Black Rip will lead this race.
Heat 4 in race 6.
Watching off the internet, I've watched some runs of a dog called Nico Bale. Now, he's had 28 starts for 9 wins and 11 placings. He's won $48,000 in stake money. He's got good habits, good speed. Looks like he gets a little bit tight over the 450, but he's got very, very good tactical high speed, and for that reason, I've clearly put him on top. Sentry Judy's come up with a great box number 8. I think it's the main danger. 1 Proven Fantasy, well, he's ran 25.50 from box 4 on this track, so that gives him a good chance. And number 2, and that, is going very, very good at the moment. But just what I've seen off the internet, I do like number 5, Nico Bale. 5, 8, 1 and 2.
In the third leg, the Derby winner, Buckle Up Wes, coming off a last start, 13 and 3 quarter length victory.
Yeah, it was a massive win, Shane, and he stopped the clock in 29.37. He won't get it all his own way, because there's a dog in number 6 called Dinah Ashan, one of Paul Wheeler's. It goes very, very good. It's got good habits. Its statistics is that it's had 46 starts for 11 wins and 16 minor placings, earned $42,500 in stake money. Looking off the internet, it doesn't look weak, but it needs the fence. I went 3 and 6, think they'll clearly dominate the race. 1 R8's a very, very promising dog, but up in class, and 2 Hellier Fiona, very, very good winner in Hobart on Thursday night. 3, 6, 1, 2.
And in the last leg, Alan Benji back to defend his crown.
Yeah, Shane, look, you know, he went, his 2 wins at Devonport, he went 25.59 and 25.60. He's earned $80,000 in stake money. He's an average beginner and then got very, very good speed. I just think he's the way to go. It's no secret that number 3, Archie Gumball's trialled very, very quickly there last week. Looking at the internet, mainly all his runs were on the circle tracks. He's a desperate railer. Look, he'll be thereabouts, number 3. I put in number 5, Varco, for 3rd, and put in Fritz and Well Drawn in box 8 for 4th. 7, 3, 5 and 8.
So that makes the quaddie in the first leg 8, 5, 4, 2, 5, 8, 1, 2 in the second leg, 3, 6, 1, 2 in the third leg, 7, 3, 5 and 8. Best bet on the card, was it Buckle Up Mason?
Yes, it was, Shane. Race 4, number 8, Buckle Up Mason, and I think you might get black figures.
Okay, well, good luck. Heat day of the Devonport Cup coming up on Tuesday, and we'll get a final winner picked off you next week.
No worries, Shane.
And thank you for your company on the Greyhound Show. Off for a few weeks of holiday. Colin McNiff along with the show next week.
Your racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.